The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If they were not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way." But Thomas said to him, "Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The gospel, I could have almost said it from memory because it comes up at so many funerals and we have so many funerals here. But it's a very familiar gospel to me. A couple of things occur to me about this gospel, which is, first of all, the Lord begins by saying, don't let your hearts be troubled. And in effect, he ends the same way, don't let your hearts be troubled, which we'll get to. But the fact is that our hearts often are troubled.
Yeah.
We struggle with a lot of anxieties, fears, sorrows, regrets, and so on. But the Lord tells us in the very next line, he says, you know, what's the solution to this? He says, well, have faith in God, have faith in me. Again, see how he equates, you know, himself with the divinity and so on. And the idea here is that so much of our anxiety simply is born on this struggle that we have with really trusting God. You know, if God knows where we're going, why do I care? You know, where we are right now. You know, well, I do, but I mean, the fact is, a lot of our anxiety is kind of rooted in this need to be in control, this need to know all the details. And, you know, I've often thought, you know, and prayed, if I really knew where we were going, would I really be any less anxious? I'd probably be more anxious. I mean, just think about it. What if I were to know that 2 weeks from today on a Tuesday I'm going to have a terrible car accident, I'm going to be laid up for 6 months? You know, I mean, would I be, I'd be more anxious. I wouldn't be less anxious knowing information about the future. You know, the Lord doesn't show us these things ahead of time, and I think he's very smart not to. But the fact is that we often think, if I just knew more where things were going and how all this was going to work out and all of these things. You know, again, I've often thought I would be bewildered. You know, I just do a little mental experiment. I say, go back and get in a time machine and go back to when I was 15. Some dopey teenager with hair down on my shoulders and looking goofy and about 100 pounds lighter than I am right now. And you come up to me and you say, you know, I'm from the future. And, you know, do you know that you're a priest and you're ministering in the city? And you're like, you know, I'd be shaken to the core. I mean, that was a typical teenager running after the girls and figuring one day I'd be married and having a family. But the thought of being a priest at age 15 would have just not occurred to me, and B, terrified me, and it just frankly horrified me. I was struggling a lot with my faith at 15. And so I'm just trying to show you, I mean, you know, by these little examples that if we often just think that, you know, we're troubled, and if I just knew where all this was going and how it would all work out and all these things, I'd be less anxious. And I don't think that's true. It really isn't. And so that's the first thing I think that this gospel teaches us, that the Lord is saying that don't let your hearts be troubled. Now, that's not just a moralism, you know, don't let your hearts, don't worry, you know, stuff like that. People tell you that all the time, don't worry. You know. Well, it's not a very helpful thing, is it, when we are worried. But in effect, the Lord isn't saying don't worry. What he is saying is he's saying trust. Grow in this trust, and a lot of the anxiety will go away. And I can again testify that in my life, I certainly don't trust God enough, but I trust him a lot more today than I did, say, 15, 20 years ago. And because of that, I really am. I'm a lot less anxious. And, you know, I won't say I never get anxious, but not like I used to. I can remember sleepless nights, tossing and turning, panic attacks, just terrible anxiety that used to rack me. And so much of that I've just been freed. And I'm not stupid enough to say to you it'll never come back, because again, I will only say that I have to keep trusting God and just pray for me that I continue to grow in that trust. But again, that's my story. I hope you have a similar story that you could say, which is that, yes, in your own life you've learned to trust a little bit more, and because of that, you're less anxious. And now, to go to the bottom of the text is what I'd like to do now, to kind of tie these thoughts together. There is a middle section here where he talks about mansions and places in heaven, and so on. And if you don't mind, I'm not going to choose to deal a lot with that now, except simply to say that the Lord has made a promise to us that if we're faithful again, we have a place for us in heaven. And this, of course, is a very glorious thing that I preached on before, and we'll do again. But just to continue on with this theme, because he picks it up again at the end, the Lord says, the way I'm going, you know the way. And Thomas says, we don't know the way. Now, that's exactly what I'm telling you, Jesus. We don't know where you're going. That's kind of how Thomas was. And, you know, the same thing at the resurrection. I won't believe until I see it. Thomas is kind of one of these, you know, very, very emphatically, he wants to be on top of the issue. And God bless him. But here he's making this thing. We don't know where you're going. That's just the problem. And I've already said to you, do you really want to know for sure? Do you really want to know where we're going to be the day after tomorrow? I'm not sure you do want to know. But Jesus answers him in a very powerful way. He says, I wasn't lying to you, Thomas. You know the way. No, I don't. Yes, you do. And what is the way? Follow me. He simply says here, Jesus simply says to him in the answer to his complaint, we want the roadmap. I want to know the details. I want to know if we're turning right at the next block or left. I want to know we're going to be day after tomorrow. Well, Jesus simply says, no, Thomas, I'm not going to give you a roadmap. I will not do that. I'm simply saying to you, follow me. You don't need to worry about where we're going to be the day after tomorrow. I know where we're going, and that's all you need to know. And, you know, we all have been in a situation where we're driving, and you've got an anxious person in the seat next to you, or someone in the back seat, and, oh, you should have turned left, you should have turned right. I know where I'm going. No, sometimes the driver doesn't know where they're going, but in this case, the driver knows where he's going. So again, we see the vision here of a Lord simply saying, "This is the roadmap. Follow me." And that's all you need to know. And as I've tried to demonstrate to you, that's all you really want. In other words, you don't want to know anything more than that, because there are many things, Jesus said, I have to tell you, but you can't bear them now. Careful before you try to look ahead too far, but careful before you try to figure out the future and know where things are going to go. Be careful before you ask things like this. We have no business knowing it. And frankly, the Lord doesn't tell us for our own sake. We don't have the capacity to understand or to know. So all of these are simply ways of saying that at the heart of this trouble that we experience is generally a lack of faith, is generally a lack or a refusal to simply trust and allow God to lead me through whatever places there are. And there are some puzzling and difficult places in life. But the Lord leads us through, and He has His plan. He knows where He's going. And yes, He leads us through some of the difficult places, but He knows where He's going. Amen.